Hi, and welcome to Mr. O's Sideways View, a blog and podcast dedicated to all those folks who aren't me. And I've noticed a surprisingly large number of people who aren't. Anyway, I'm Mr. O, and it's time to take another sideways view at our crazy world.
It is said the most important thing in any relationship is communication. Surprisingly, I agree with this one. Bet that caught you off guard. I really didn't mean to upset you, but sometimes I have to shake things up. What actually set me on this journey was something I saw a few days ago. A local church just put in one of those changeable LED signs. As I was driving by, I noticed the sign said, "Services Sunday, 10:30 a.m. After a few seconds, it changed to, "Recovery Sunday, 1 p.m. What were they trying to tell me? It probably meant they have addiction recovery counseling every week, but that's not what it said. I'm inclined to believe they have a 2-hour service, and it's so long they offer bottles of water to help folks get on with their day. Of course, I could be wrong. The service could be so intense, folks are being sent to the hospital. So naturally, they bring the medical squad right to the church. Then again, if your mind is as warped as mine, the church could be extremely progressive, and they offer services to folks who feel they need to go, then offer recovery to folks who feel they're getting into religion a little too deep. You just don't know. Remember, I'm not making fun of their beliefs. I'm making fun of their sign. It's not communicating the message very well. It's almost as confusing as my daughter's form of communication. Now, I'm a very open-minded person. I'm not swayed by public opinion or strong images. If a mob was headed up the hill with torches to attack Frankenstein, I'd probably be carrying marshmallows and chocolate. I could make a killing selling s'mores to help folks calm down. If I lived in the movies, I'd buy a house in Haddonville, Illinois, and never even think that Michael Myers would show up. I'd also have no qualms about spending my summers at Camp Crystal Lake, never even considering that Jason lives there. All this being said, there is something which scares the snot out of me. Large groups of teenage girls. It's very loud, with a lot of squealing. There is some laughter, but the words they use are strange and said so fast it would take a cheetah to keep up with what's being said. When I first heard it, I thought there was a human sacrifice going on. The fast, weird speech could have been a mysterious chant. The squealing might have been the dying pleas of the victim. As far as laughter is concerned, I don't even want to think about what that might mean. After hearing all this a few times and not seeing any pools of blood, I realized they must be communicating on some very scary level. However, I do still keep my distance in case I'm right about the sacrifice thing. Ipso facto, the lack of communication is a problem. My son talks so fast no one can understand. Even my daughter has trouble, and she can talk in a different dimension when she's with friends. The thing is, after I've gotten him to slow down enough that I understand, what he's saying is usually something I don't want to know. Sadly, I have to keep trying, just in case. Even with all this stuff with our kids, my wife is the one I mostly worry about. She's highly intelligent and speaks great and proper English. She hardly understands any of us. This was a serious problem when my kids were small. I don't know about your house, but with small children, the adults sometimes have to speak in code. The easiest way is to spell things, so the kids won't be able to figure it out. The issue is, I can't spell for schnarts. I say things like, "I want to take the K-E-E-D-S to the M-O-O-V-Y-S. The thought was to take everyone to the movies, and that sounded right to me. Unfortunately, she just looked confused and asked me what keys are. The real problem came when my eldest turned 4. He's pretty smart, and regrettably, he learned how to speak dad. It was so embarrassing. I'd say and spell some secret. My wife would look confused. Then the 4-year-old would roll his eyes and blurt out, "He wants to go out for dinner, Mom." Then I tried to get slick. Instead of spelling words, I'd point to related things and try to form a message that way. I don't know whether my wife was too smart or I was too stupid, but I had even less luck with this. Even my prodigy son couldn't figure out what I was saying. All the while, I looked like I was having a seizure, pointing ferociously at random objects. Okay, I figured it out. It was me being too stupid. Happily, with all of this, I'm still not the stupidest person out there. Several years back, I decided I needed a flashy sports car. Yes, that was stupid, but it's not the point of the story. I went to a few dealerships and found the super cool one I wanted. The issue was, I hadn't talked to my wife about this yet. I don't bother with silly details. As this was a fairly special car, the salesman indicated there were a lot of stupid guys looking at it. He said if I put down a deposit, he could hold it for me. I was being an idiot anyway, so what's one more dumb thing? Oh, how wrong I was. 2 days later, I lost my job. No lie. I told my wife about the car. She yelled, "Go cancel the sale, you idiot!" This is where communication problems come in. I went and told the guy, "Sorry, I can't pay for this, so I'm not buying it. Please return my deposit." That's pretty clear, isn't it? It wasn't to him. He talked about lower payments. I don't know what part of "I don't have a job" he didn't understand, but he insisted I was buying the car. I reminded him the deposit was supposed to be refundable. He told me I'd signed a binding contract. He never communicated anything about a contract. I'm pretty dumb, but I would have remembered signing something like that. He insisted when I placed a deposit, it was a promise to purchase. I asked if this was the case, how could it be refundable? As he himself had indicated, he suddenly forgot saying that, even when he admitted to it earlier in the conversation. And folks say I'm bad at communicating. Eventually, I spoke to the manager, who seemed to understand you can't pay for a car without a job. He gave me my $100 back, shaking my hand and inviting me back when I found a position. Yeah, like that was gonna happen. The moral here is communication is important. The dealership went out of business a year later. Thankfully, my wife is more resilient. As long as I have my son as an interpreter, our marriage will stay strong. Of course, rolling of eyes will still happen. A lot.
Thanks for listening, and I hope you laughed a lot. Stop by anytime. Open 24/7 for your smiling convenience. If you liked it, push like or share it with a friend. If you missed an episode, you can hear Mr. O on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and Spotify. Remember to subscribe so you won't miss it again. If you'd like, you can send me an email at ohssidewaysview@gmail.com. That's ohssidewaysview@gmail.com. And remember what I always say, laugh now. You can be crabby anytime.